This is a podcast from the Workers' Solidarity Movement. You'll find our webpage at www.wsm.ie.
This downloaded was recorded at a picket of a Roe Pregnancy Advice Centre at 50 Dorset Street on the 24th of March 2007.
A previous Indie Media report revealed that this agency, which advertises as Women's Resource Agency or British Alternative Pregnancy Services, subjects women in crisis pregnancies to psychological manipulation, misleading and deliberately lying about pregnancy and abortion services to prevent women from travelling for abortion services. The lies they tell clients are designed to force women to feel guilt and shame for even considering abortion as an option.
So do you want to tell me what's happening here today?
Okay, well, we're a newly formed group. We're called Choice Ireland. We formed there a couple of months ago. We're trying to expose rogue agencies that operate within Dublin. We call them rogue agencies because they're masquerading as pro-choice agencies. And they lure vulnerable women in, and then they lie and manipulate them and make them feel guilt and shame for even considering abortion as an option. This agency at 50 Upper Dorset Street is one of the main offenders. It keeps changing its name every time it's exposed. It used to be called Alpha, then Adams. Now it's called A Choice for Women and British Alternatives Pregnancy Agency. So obviously it's geared towards women who were looking for abortion as an option. Then they go in, they make an appointment, they go in. I personally went in myself in order to kind of gauge what they're up to. They lie to you, it's less surgical, it's less traumatic, and they say it's not available for you. They try and draw out your pregnancy by doing things like making you get a scan, so that, you know, they'll wave the scan then in your face and kind of going, you're killing your baby. They told me that I went in and said I was raped, just to see if they had a different technique towards those sort of women. They told me that I probably wasn't pregnant, but usually women don't get pregnant from rape. So they kept saying to me, it's your boyfriend's baby, it's your boyfriend's baby. Other lies they told you is that abortion and breast cancer, they're linked, and that you have a 90% greater chance of developing breast cancer. This is a lie. No major breast cancer organisation in the world says that there's a link between chances are that I'm going to break up with my boyfriend if I get an abortion. They said I was more at risk of abusing any future children I have. So basically they told me that if I have an abortion, then I'm at risk of abusing my future children. How dare they say that? These women are vulnerable. They're looking for information, they're looking for help, and they come in here, and the government is doing nothing about it. This agency has been in operation for over an adoption ring, and the government still hasn't shut them down. There's no legislation for them, and they're allowed to operate, and this is terrible. So we're here today to highlight this, and hopefully someone will listen, and women will stop being traumatised in this way.
Have you any sort of idea of how many women may have been affected by this sort of operation?
Well, by the time there was people in the waiting room before me and after me, so it's a constant thing. There's a lot of women doing this. They have the two largest ads in the Golden Pages. Two ads, two different numbers, one location, in order to get double the catchment. They also have no address on the ads, so that means that if they have to up and move location, they're able to do that. They have links to like religious parties, Christian Centre's party ticket in the 2002 elections. And he's the one that rents this building. So they're obviously linked to Christian fundamentalist groups, and this isn't on. This is not where we should be getting our abortion information. It's because the government has put such tight restrictions on giving women abortion information that they're forced to go into agencies like this. This needs to be sorted out. There's only three countries.
Back when the referendum was happening that included the information option, the argument the government made was that the reason they were making it so restrictive was in order to protect women from, well, essentially from this sort of operation. You know, the idea that otherwise...
Well, like I said, there's no legislation governing them because they claim not to give out abortion information because they physically don't give you an address to go to in England. Technically, they're not providing abortion information, so they can do what they want. The legislation is only there for agencies that claim to provide abortion information. This is terrible. If you restrict information and make like five or six trips, at the end of the day you get nowhere. This isn't on. They need to completely lack the information on abortion. They need to be able to provide abortion information in names of clinics, in magazines, and leaflets. Like, people need proper information. To deny women proper information is actually a breach of their human rights. Actually, it's unconstitutional what they're doing right now because we have a right to any medical procedure open to them. Abortion is a medical procedure. By not allowing women to partake in that right, it's a breach of constitutional rights.
I'm here to protest against this rogue agency that's giving women some false information. But I suppose ultimately I'm here because I believe that women in Ireland should have a right to have abortions in Ireland if they need one. To me, this is part of one long campaign to get that right for Irish women. I've been involved since the early 90s. I suppose the first thing we were involved in at that time, there was a push by pro-life groups to make it very hard for women in the libraries Making sure that magazines like Cosmopolitan or women's magazines with information, you know, ads for clinics in England in the back of them, making sure that they were seized at airports, getting phone numbers from clinics pulled from the yellow pages. So at that time, I was a student, and the students' unions were one of the few places that they give out information on how you could get to go to England to have an abortion. So the pro-life groups took a number of court cases against the students. They ended up in the High Court, they ended up with injunctions against them.
There were a couple of people at the picket who seemed to be connected with the clinic. The following segment is an audio recording of an argument between one of them and one of the pro-choice activists.
The agency here gives out abortion information, but they're not going to give a number. Understand?
What information do they give out?
They show you what happens on an abortion. They show you film. They show you. They give you all the information and the dangers that can occur, like to the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, the psychological dangers.
Yeah. Are they clear then what they're doing?
Well,
not really. They're lying. No. They are, yeah. They're pretending to be an impartial clinic and they're giving out biased information. You work there yourself?
No, I don't work there. What's it about?
How do you know them?
I'm interested in children's lives being saved. Yeah. People being saved from abortion. I've seen them.
And do you think they're giving out unbiased information or not?
I'm not giving out a bias.
No, do you think you're honest about what they're doing?
Oh, I do.
Even when you go in and say, we want to convince why.
I think they're honest.
They don't advertise honestly.
Look,
they pretend they're giving them personal information.
No.
They don't pretend. They don't tell people that they're actually anti-choice.
What?
They don't make them do that.
They tell you all the effects.
Yeah, they tell you all the effects.
Plus the
they
damage.
Don't tell you they're going to do that, though.
Well, plus the damage that can happen.
Yeah.
Maybe in 40 years' time.
Do they give you any of the positives?
Well, there's no positive to killing a child, is there? How can you give a positive?
Positive to women having abortions sometimes.
They may feel positive at the time. We're men, so we don't have to go kill them. Right.
Do you not think there's a moral problem, though, with tricking women to coming to this place? In terms of their advertising, I mean, if you look at it, it appears to be somewhere that will advise you on how you can go to England and how you can get an abortion in England. That's obviously the way they advertise, right? Once you arrive, they do something different. Do you not think that there's a moral problem with doing that, tricking women in that way?
No, I don't think they trick women.
So you don't agree with me in terms of the ads, though? I mean, they're misleading.
I don't know anything about the ads. I'm just here because you people here, to me, I'm right, could be wrong there, are far apart.
What I've heard, the whole purpose is to delay things as long as possible, so it becomes impossible for them to get an abortion. Now, to me, that's a very dishonest way.
I know what you're saying there, all right.
Do you think it's justifiable?
Everything is hearsay. You say what you've heard.
But do you think that's justifiable just because it might stop? Or how would you justify it? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yes. Well, I think if it saves a child's life in the end, that sounds like a sweeping statement at the hell with the woman. I don't mean that. I don't think so.
Do you think it's okay to trick women because in the end you think it's for their own good? Is that your justification?
Well, I don't think it's tricking women. Also,
the ads are missing. I mean,
well, if you say it that way, it will look misleading. At the same time, if the other people put them on a conveyor belt and have them off and the child aborted before they can say Jack Robinson, that's not so good either. They rushed off around the corner there in Stopes, and then a few weeks afterwards they suddenly realised, what crap, what have I done? If what you say happens here, that's the kind, if you like, you know.
But the thing is, you can only get an abortion in England up to about 20 weeks now. And the later you leave it, the more dangerous it becomes for the women to be going on here.
I know what you're saying. Abortion clinics are the same as science point that Auschwitz or places like that. That's the need. I don't go too far into all the other things that you're talking about, because probably wrongly, but I see the end justifies the means.
Okay, so do you want to tell me why you're here today?
I'm here because I hear that this so-called clinic or advice bureau is giving out completely false information to women, but under the guise of giving them help, and I just think that's totally immoral. I think it should be shut down. I believe the Christian Solidarity Party, as were whatever their new transformation is behind it, so it's not surprising, because they seem to have difficulty telling truth from lies at the best of times. But I think it should be shut down anyway.
Well, I know that this particular, at this address, has been here since 2002, and it's rented, it's leased by a man whose name I have, I can't remember, and he is in the Christian Solidarity Party. He comes out here and argues with us. They have gotten shut down before under different guises for doing illegal adoptions where babies have to be returned to parents, which was very traumatic for everyone involved. They have told me personally several lies that about breast cancer. They claim to be a psychologist, which we know isn't addressed every couple of weeks. In fact, when I went to see him, I met him at Banjo's Amusements there up the road, and he had... the address he'd given me was different, and the address on his prescription form is different again. So they use delaying tactics, which I find disgusting, because if they delay your abortion, you can't get a medical abortion, you have to get a surgical abortion, and which is hugely much more traumatic for a woman to get. Recently my said she booked her abortion in England, and they have rang her back and said go to this agency for counselling the day before. So I'd love to get over to London and try and go in and see what they tell us there. I just think it's complete bullying, and it's...
I just say here, I guess, with solidarity with this campaign that's been started. I haven't really been involved with it myself, but it's very impressive to come around the corner and see so many people about. Quite good as well. I don't recognise lots of people, which is very different for a lot of Saturday activities and protests and stuff. So it seems like there's not a lot of business being done there as well. They seem to have shut down for the day, so that's quite good as well.
I'm here because I think it's absolutely appalling that young women who are in crisis pregnancies are coming to places like this, being given misleading information, told outright lies, and being further traumatised when they're trying to deal with this difficult situation, and they need to be exposed. It's particularly horrible for me because I've been campaigning for the right for a woman to choose abortion if she wants it for over 20 years now, since the 1983 referendum. And it's rather sad that in the right of choice from them about their reproductive health, which is such an intrinsic part of their lives.
I was talking to one of the people who's associated with the clinic earlier, who's arguing with people out here, and his line was that the end justifies the means, that providing they stop women having an abortion, that, you know, essentially tricking them into thinking this clinic is doing something it's not is okay. How do you react?
Well, that sounds very Nazi, doesn't it? You know, that the end always justifies the means. Of course it doesn't. I think I might have had an argument with that particular guy, and I asked him if he was so concerned about life, as he claims to be, why wasn't he campaigning for better education, right to life? But actually it was just a slogan, because he clearly hadn't thought about what life really is. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the people who are here on behalf of the Rogue Agency are all elderly males. There's not one woman who is working with them.
Well, I came down because it kind of makes me sick. There's this group of people preying on women who are in a kind of vulnerable situation, and obviously lying to them from what the others have been have found out, and taking advantage of them for their own kind of fucked up Christian agenda.
This is a podcast from the Wicked Solidarity Movement. You'll find our webpage at www.wsm.ie.
You'll find additional background information on the struggles for abortion rights in Ireland at www.wsm.ie/gender.